All right, good evening, everyone. So to continue a little bit, we've been studying the last couple of nights in the early minyan about the halachos concerning Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the sanctity of a shul. So we'll continue again. We're in the middle of Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel. Ein nichnasin bahem lo b'chama lo b'pnei achama v'lo b'gisham ne agishamin. Part of the sanctity of a shul is that it not be used for any other purpose other than Torah and tefillah. So for example, if it's raining, one should not seek shelter in the shul. Or for that matter, if it's exceptionally hot, one should not seek shade out in the shul. V'im tzarech li kanis likras chavera. And similarly, if I have to enter into the shul because I have to call out my friend, I have to speak to someone, so I need to get someone's attention. Yikanes v'yikra sham eze psukim, o eze mishnah, o yomar eze tefillah, o sheyishma me'achirim eze limud. If that's the case, that once one is entering into the shul, one should not simply enter in order to call out his friend, but rather one should go ahead and do something of holy importance while in the shul. Therefore, a person should say a couple of psukim, or a person should learn a mishnah, or say a tefillah, or listen to some type of Torah from someone else. O l'chol ha'pachos, yeshev shem ma'at. Or for some reason, again, you can't learn on your own, and there's no one teaching, so there's no Torah to be heard, a person should at least sit in place for a little bit. Ki gam ha'yeshiva bahem ki mitzvah. Because the act of sitting in shul, the act of dwelling within the shul, the act of dwelling within the mikdash ma'at, is in and of itself a mitzvah. V'achar kach yikra es chavero. And then afterwards, ultimately, again, one could go out and call his friend. So the Kitzur tells us two things. So first of all, one should really not use the shul for their own personal, we'll call it personal needs. So whether it's to seek shade or whether it's to seek shelter from the rain. If one needs to enter into the shul in order to be able to call someone out, one shouldn't go in and out. But the idea is that once one enters into the walls of the Beis HaKnesses, by definition, one must maximize that holy experience. Either by learning on one's own, by hearing learning from someone else, or at least taking a few moments to dwell within the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratz Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos, says, Yisrael L'Ficha Achir Ba'lam Tumitzo Shneamar, Adenecha Beitz Masidko, Yagdol Torah V'Yadir.